Of all the U.S. states, Washington has become one of the fastest-growing areas for Indian immigrants. But what happens to their aging parents when they live on the other side of the world? All this week, KUOW reporter Liz Jones is bringing us a special series called Two Indias, Near and Far. It's all about immigration between the Seattle area and India. Today, our focus is on old age. In Indian culture, aging parents traditionally live with their children, but that's changing. Our story takes us to South India to glimpse three different shades of the golden years.
At this home in the booming tech city of Bangalore, India, three generations live under the same roof. Two rambunctious kids and their weary parents, plus an 80-year-old grandfather, Raj Krishnamurthy. He's an eager host and keeps offering Indian snacks as we talk on the couch. Then he leans closer, as if to tell a secret.
Here in Indian customs, a father brings up his son with the hope the son will take care of him at a later date. This is the Indian culture.
His son, Sanjay, wouldn't have it any other way.
So he's kind of been there for me for everything. And now I don't see it as duty. I just feel I don't have something if he's not around.
It's a lively home with Sanjay's kids buzzing around, slamming doors.
So what I was saying was,
they all just take it in stride. Many Indian families all live together like this. But here, there's a twist. About 4 years ago, Sanjay and his young family lived in Redmond, near Seattle. Sanjay wanted to be closer to his father, so they moved back to India. His father protested. He thinks Sanjay can have a better life in the U.S.
I didn't want him to come. That was not only my wish, that was the wish of my wife, too.
Raj's wife passed away when Sanjay was young, but she dreamed of spending her retirement in the U.S. Raj did try living in Redmond for a while, but it was tough to get around on his own. He got bored and missed his familiar Indian lifestyle.
So then the only other option that was left to us was, we'll move to India. We can adapt a whole lot better to India. The kids were still young, so we're like, it's easy.
With a wink, Raj says he's not giving up hope that his son will eventually head back.
I'll be very happy, even if he goes to the United States, after I kick the bucket.
This father and son also butt heads about another topic, old age homes. Sanjay's father wants to give it a try. He likes the idea of being around more people his own age. But Sanjay jokes that'll happen over his own dead body. To him, old age homes are not the Indian way.
Mahadevan.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Mahadevan's thin face lights up as I get it right. He lives in a retirement community on the outskirts of Chennai, another huge Indian city.
You are the last one.
He points us toward a small building called the canteen. It's time for tea.
Yeah, tea is good.
Mahadevan's 82 years old and neatly dressed in slacks and a plaid shirt. The milky chai arrives promptly and steaming hot. Mahadevan moved here a few years ago. His wife passed away, and his only son lives in the Seattle suburb of Kirkland.
What do you call it?
Oh, the Space Needle.
Mahadevan reminisces about a visit to the Northwest as he pours the tea between two silver cups to cool it.
And then went to Canada. There's a town there in the mountain.
Oh, Whistler. Whistler, yeah.
It's nice for vacation, he says, but India is home. Most of the 300 or so residents here live independently. The staff helps them out with laundry, meals, and trips to town. Mahadevan says most residents have children living outside of India, like this gentleman named Bala, who we met outside the dining hall.
Where's your son and daughter-in-law?
They all run away.
Run away?
Run away.
Where to?
He's in Canada.
Vancouver?
Edmonton.
Bala also has no interest to live outside of India, or to follow Indian tradition and move in with relatives. He likes it here.
We have our own jolly good life. We have our own hobby. We have our own understanding. We have our own friends.
Retirement communities like this that cater to globalized families are on the rise in India, especially in big cities that make up India's Silicon Valley and where careers lead young professionals overseas. India has the second largest diaspora in the world after China. In his apartment, Mahadevan spends mornings reading six newspapers and copying notes into his journals.
For example, I'll show you one classic example. Metro rail.
He flips to notes about the London subway and a recipe for fruit salad.
You see?
Occasionally, Mahadevan visits nearby relatives, and he talks with his son Ganesh often. Ganesh helps cover costs here, about $200 a month. They're used to this arrangement. Ganesh has lived in the U.S. nearly 30 years.
You must miss him sometimes.
I know, that is true, but now we are used to.
Times change, he says. It's natural.
So here, this is convenient for you. And there, it's convenient for Ganesh.
See, people will not accept, many people will not accept this fact, but this is the actual fact.
Mahadevan's sandals flap on the walkway as we head to the Hindu temple. He goes here twice a day. Inside, a priest dabs our foreheads with ash. Then Mahadevan quietly sings along. Singing, it turns out, is a new hobby he's discovered here. That's Jackie, a yellow lab. He belongs to Roshan Jacob back in Bangalore. Jacob runs an in-home healthcare service for seniors, mostly those with children abroad.
I can provide live-in nurses, or even if part-time also, or daily visits, monthly visits, weekly visits, whatever visits, you name anything under the sun in medical, I can do it in the house, okay?
And he sends updates to the distant children. It's a service that offers sort of a middle ground between retirement homes and everyone living back together. Jacob started this business about 15 years ago and now has about 500 caregivers on staff. He firmly believes seniors are better off in their own homes, where they can keep up with their friends and hobbies. It's an idea and business model that's gaining traction across India. Still, Jacob says this approach can be a tough sell to children thousands of miles away, where distance can sometimes weaken family bonds.
Okay, most of the children, okay, don't take anything as negative. Well, I'm sharing my experiences with you. They're simply not bothered.
Jacob's price for a live-in caregiver starts at $200 a month. He says some of the children, who often work for big multinational companies, balk at the cost.
They are under the impression that India is still cheap. None of the caregiving tasks are cheap. So you have to pay more to get this quality. But children are not interested in that, long-distance caregiving.
He acknowledges senior living facilities in India are improving, and some are top-notch. But like many Indians, it's tough for him to shake an old stigma about these places.
Dumping your mother, dumping, the word is dumping. The other neighbor will say, oh, he dumped his mother in the old age home. Or your relative will criticize you.
Across Bangalore, back at Sanjay's multi-generational house, the kids wind down for bed. Grandfather and granddaughter tuck in on the couch. Sanjay thinks this arrangement keeps his dad active and healthy. And at a retirement home, he'd just watch TV and languish.
So what do you think is the best arrangement for your father?
I think it's the best arrangement for me.
Like many families, they'll likely dance around this conversation for years. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.